Alice, darling, I waited so long to meet you. I never dreamed you would be so beautiful. Such beautiful eyes, long flowing hair.
May I cut in? What are you doing?
I'm preparing for a very important date tonight.
With who, the cleaning lady?
Oh, dummy, I finally got me a date with Crazy Alice Phillips.
Hop, you can't go out with a woman with a reputation like hers.
You're right. So we're spending the evening here, just the two of us.
What about me?
I said the two of us. You would make the three of us.
Okay, I can take a hit. I'll go to a movie or something.
There's a good one down at the Rialto. You ought to go down and see it. I think it's about a revolt in an old age home.
Now, that sounds hip. What's it called?
Kane Mutiny.
Okay, I was supposed to meet Rollo anyway. I think I'm a little late.
Rollo?
Yeah.
You gonna meet Rollo? Well, listen, son, put your money in your shoe and don't wear your watch.
You with a mop in your hand? Well, it's about time you faced up to this mess.
Speaking of facing up to this mess, who messed up this face?
Fair Sanford, why is it every time I come over here you call me ugly?
Because I'm not the type to lie.
That's it. I'm leaving. Even if you do have the best singing voice in Watts.
Wait a minute. What was that you were saying?
I was saying goodbye.
No. I mean about my singing voice.
Now, what do I do every year about this time?
Shed your skin?
No. I round up talent for my church show.
And that's where you belong, in a roundup.
Fred Sanford, if you don't watch it, I'll take them suspenders and put them so tight that you'll be singing soprano.
Forget it, Esther. I'm not appearing in your show.
Oh, Fred, please. I was counting on you. See, you'd add strength to the show.
I need all my strength for tonight.
It's gonna be a big show.
Are you gonna be in the show?
Yes, I am.
Then I'll buy a ticket.
Thank you, Fred.
I just love dog acts.
Watch it, sucker.
Come in.
Hello, Esther. How you doing, Fred?
Grady, what you doing dressed like that?
Well, I'm rehearsing my magic act for Esther's church show.
He's good, Fred.
Can you saw a woman in half?
Well, not yet.
Well, why don't you take Esther in practice?
Come on, Fred. Now, just give me a chance.
Yeah, go on, Fred.
All right. Now, just hold this, Fred.
Isn't that wonderful, Fred?
Where'd you get this, Grady?
There was an ad in the back of this comic book, and it said, amaze your friends, be the hit of the party, So I sat waiting for this magic kit, and they sent me all these tricks, and it came today with the instructions.
Well, that's pretty good, Grady. Do another trick for me.
Sure. Now this one is my showstopper, friend. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I need 2 volunteers. Here's a lovely couple right here. You with the beard.
Talking to you, Esther.
This trick was the favorite of the emperors of China. And this is the famous Chinese wrist locks. All right, extend your arms. There you go. Put those on here. Yeah. There, try to escape.
You call this a trick, Grady? Oh, anybody can get out of this, what?
Now, that's the beauty of it, friend. It looks simple, but it's really very hard.
With this trick, Grady, I know you're going to be a big hit.
Yeah, speaking of big hits, that's what you're going to get if you don't get us out of this.
No, sooner said than done. All right. Abracadabraca, Debraca. Free at last.
Grady.
Presto.
Presto. I bet I'm gonna presto your nose all over your face. Come on, Grady, get us out of here.
Let's see now. Wait a minute. Now, I put the cloth over it, and then I sprinkle the dust. Maybe I'm not using the right words, Fred. Do you know any?
Only words I can think of now are dumb magician and ugly and nauseous.
Well, that's all right, folks. Everything's under control. I have the instructions right here. Wait a minute now. Let's see. Magic rings. Wine to water. Disappearing marbles.
Grady, to some, disappearing marbles is a trick. For you, it's a birth defect.
Chinese wrist locks. Yeah, this must be it. These must be the instructions.
What does uh-oh mean?
It means the instructions are in Chinese.
Uh-oh. Grady, you big...
No, wait a minute, Fred. No. I'm going to figure out how to get you out of this. Now, this has just got to work. Okay, Fred. All right, put your hand in the bucket.
What for?
Well, you know, it's like when you take a bath. If you stay in the bathtub too long, you shrivel all up. Well, maybe you and Esther, if you put your arms in there, you can shrivel out of the wrist locks.
Well, it's worth a try, Esther. That way, and when your arms shrivel up, it'll look like the rest of your body.
Grady, you just got to do something. You just got to do something, Grady. If I stay tied to this heathen another minute, some of his evil ways might rub off.
No, just calm down. Now, calm down. Now, there's just got to be a way out of this.
Well, there better be.
All right. Now, let me see now. Now, we've tried lard, and we've tried margarine, and we've tried butter.
Cup of sugar, we can enter the Pillsbury bake-off.
Oh, Fred, I'm sorry, but I mean, I just made a little mistake, but don't worry.
That's easy for you to say. You're not shackled to Bigfoot.
Bigfoot? How would you like this in your big mouth?
What is going on here?
that's Houdini.
Well, I was just trying out my magic on these two volunteers, and I ran into a small problem.
Grady, being stupid is not a small problem.
Grady, you mean to tell me you can't figure out how to get them apart? Well, Lamont, I've tried everything. I even tried cutting through there with a hacksaw. It just wouldn't work.
Well, I bet Rollo could get us apart.
Now, why would you say something like that, Pops?
Because you spend more time shackled than any of the rest of us.
Hey, come on, man. Don't start on Rollo.
Hey, man, no, it's cool. I know just what to do.
Good.
Now, you know, stand up.
Can do it.
Yeah, I can handle it. Hold out your wrist.
You have the right to remain silent.
Hey, look, you know, maybe it's a little drastic, but this is one sure way of bringing you and Esther closer together.
Now, Lamont, you know that familiarity breeds contempt, yeah?
Yeah, but Esther breeds hoof and mouth disease.
Look, Pop, we'll figure out a way how to get you out of here. But in the meantime, why don't you and Aunt Esther try to be nice to each other?
Hey, man, look, maybe we should try to pull him apart.
Hey, I think you might have something there, Rollo. Listen, why don't you grab Pop under the arm, see?
Right.
And Grady, why don't you grab Aunt Esther under the arm? And we'll try that.
Come on, Pop. Okay, Pop, why don't you close your eyes and make a wish?
Okay, you ready? One, two, three, pull. Come on, Grady. Come on, pull, Grady. Forget it.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm still wishing.
What are you wishing?
I'm wishing that when I open my eyes, the lady at the end of my arm is Lola Falana. My wish came true. It's Lola Falana. And somebody turned her into a frog. Excuse me.
Yes?
Do you work here?
No, I just thought it'd be fun to rent a tuxedo and stand around.
Well, maybe you could help me.
I doubt it. We deal in tricks, not in miracles.
Well, then you're just the man I want to see. See, somebody played a very dirty trick on me.
Yeah, I can see. Mother Nature.
Have you ever seen sleight of hand?
Yeah.
Well, now you're going to see sleight of fist.
Wait a minute, Fred. Cool it. Look, mister, somebody put us into these and we can't get out.
Oh, of course. It's Chinese wrist locks. This is one of the simplest tricks ever invented.
Really?
Yes, and you're in luck because I'm an expert on this.
You are?
That's right. This trick is based on the two common principles of pull and shove and sleight of hand. It's very simple, but it is smashingly effective.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, just tell me how we're going to get out of these.
Beats me.
You mean to tell me that you can't get us out?
Bingo!
Well, as long as we're here, give me that Wolfman mask.
Oh. Would you like a gift wrap?
No, she'll just put it on and pretty up.
Why, you old fish-eyed weasel. I had enough. Let's go.
Wait a minute, buddy. Wait, you can't leave me stuck to her. I can be stuck to her the rest of my life. Hey, do something. Say something.
Bye-bye.
Wait a minute, Esther. This could be the break we've been waiting for. Maybe he can translate the instructions for us. Me and ugly, we lucky at risky, meaty, you're happy.
You don't need me. You need a speech therapist.
Well, look, I'm sorry. Listen, can you read Chinese?
Yeah. Why?
Well, we're stuck in this trick, and instructions in Chinese. And if you could read them for us, I'd be the happiest guy in the world.
Give him the paper, Fred.
Yeah.
All right. I'll see what it is.
See, in a minute we'd be free. It wasn't so bad being chained to you, Esther. When I get free, I'll give me a couple of tetanus shots and a sitz bath, and I'll be good as new.
Oh, free. Sir, what does it say?
이것은 내 있는 돈을 다 여러 사람에게 주고
이와 같이. No, no. Oh, wait. Read that in English.
Oh. I, Howard Hughes, being of sound mind and body, do hereby.
I'm so tired. Why'd you walk home so fast? I could hardly keep up with you.
Because it's a $20 fine to walk a dog without a leash.
Oh, come on, you two. You're irritable because you're probably hungry. Now, that's all been taken care of because I've prepared dinner.
Hey, Pop, before you know it, this whole thing will be all over with, man. All it took was one phone call. Now, Grady called the company that makes the magic kit, and they're sending over the instructions, special delivery, in English.
See that? There's nothing to worry about. Now, would you like a drink?
Yeah, I'll have a root beer and give Esther a witch's brew.
Dinner is served. Hey, everything sure smells good, Grady. Well, what is it?
Well, we'll start the evening off with my famous Russian cocktail.
Oh.
Vodka and prune juice.
Vodka and prune juice?
Yeah, I call that my Trotsky. As an appetizer, we'll have boiled beef tongue and bananas.
I'm almost afraid to ask what that's called, Grady.
Oh, no, go ahead.
What's it called?
A lickety split.
Let's just get to the main course, Grady.
Okay, Fred. For the main course here, I fixed your favorite. We have here some spare ribs and corn on the cob.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, this ain't gonna work.
Now, why don't you and Aunt Esther, you know, work together? Take an ear of corn and start at opposite ends.
I'm willing if you are, Freya.
Well, I guess it's worth a try. Hold that in.
I like some butter on my end.
Well, what's going on the corn? Ready, I'm due like a third ear where your brain was.
I'm sorry, Fred. Seeing you two shackled together like that, you just look crazy.
Crazy. Crazy. What time is it?
It's almost 8 o'clock, Pop. Why?
Crazy Alice is on her way over here.
Fred! You've got a date with Crazy Alice? Well, that's unbelievable. That's beautiful, Fred. I mean, how come you're not more excited?
Because I'm chained to UGLY.
Well, I hate to eat and run.
Oh, where are you going?
What do you mean, what? You said for me to make plans.
Yeah, but I got a date with Crazy Alice. What am I going to do?
From the look of things, I'd say very little. Good night.
Hey, what time is Stupid Alice going to get here?
You mean Crazy Alice.
If she going out with you, I mean Stupid Alice.
You know, now, Esther, we made a deal. Now, get on down there and keep quiet.
How long I got to stay like this?
Hopefully, all night. Come on in. The door's open. Over here on the couch.
Oh, Freddy. You're just as cute as I hoped you'd be. Old and cuddly. I just love old cuddly men.
Well, come over here and get some good old cuddlies.
Oh, you don't have any inhibitions, do you?
No, but I got some chip and dip and fruit.
How come you only got on half a smoking jacket?
Well, because I'm trying to give it up. How about some music? Do you like Begin to Begin?
I'll begin whenever you're ready. Don't you like me?
I'm nuts about you.
Then why did you pull away?
Well, it's this witch, this twitch.
Oh, you are cute, Freddy. Let's dance.
Yeah, let's dance.
Freddy.
Well, I've been told that I can't dance.
Oh, arthritis?
Arthur Murray.
Oh, Freddy.
Alice, has anyone ever told you that you have beautiful eyes and gorgeous hair and a terrific figure? How about one across the lips?
You dancer!
What is going on here? Who's that woman?
What woman?
That woman. The one that's locked to your arm, you two-timer.
No, this ain't a woman. That's a growth on my wrist.
If you don't mind, I'll be gone.
But wait a minute. What about our date? We hardly got to know each other. And what about all this food and stuff? You never even touched my grapes.
Oh, hi, Fred. Hi. Yeah, I hope I'm not interrupting anything, but I got some great news.
Oh, that's wonderful, Grady. Well, tell Alice the whole story from the beginning.
Oh, okay. Well, you see, when I was a kid, I was always fascinated with magic. So, for my 10th birthday, my father bought me a...
Oh, will you stop it and get us out of these things?
You're cute, Grady. I'd love to hear the rest of your story on the way home.
Oh, you would?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Sure, let's go.
Grady, the instructions.
Oh, I don't need no instructions, Fred. I know what to do.
Grady. Well, listen, now that we're alone is something I've been meaning to tell you all day.
What is it, Fred?
I have to go to the bathroom.
Me too?
Yeah, it's no use, Pop. This blade will never cut through those rings.
Well, don't throw it away. When Grady comes back, I'm gonna try it on him.
Wonder what's keeping him so long. Grady, read that piece of paper and get us out of this mess.
Oh, these aren't the instructions, Esther. This is Crazy Alice's address and telephone number and what time I'm supposed to meet her this evening. She loves me, Fred.
Grady, do you have the instructions?
Oh, certainly.
Well, then, would you please read them? Honest and Papa have been stuck together long enough.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right. I need 2 volunteers to come up here and...
I'm gonna send 5 volunteers up your nose.
Okay, all right, Lamont. You take Fred's right arm there, and I'll take Esther's left arm.
Is that what the instructions say?
That's what the instructions say. All right, and then we'll put this little cloth right over here like this. Abracadabra, chow!
I'm free! I'm free! Grady, allow me.
Fred, what about the instructions?
I don't need any instructions. I know what to do.